Okay, so what matters to you? Does anything matter to you? Well, we have to make world peace that matters to all of us. Loving one another, being kind to each other. I'm not trying to deliver a minister message. I'm not going in that direction. What we really need to know is that we now have full accountability. We've got to understand this. Before, we did not. And that accountability, including myself, I have a huge responsibility to make sure I get the correct message to mankind. I cannot be weak. I cannot be fearful of anything, which I'm not. I'm not. No one. Hey, I'm not afraid of anything. For the most part, I'm not. And I'm not afraid of governments, politicians. I'm not afraid of anybody. Why? The main reason why I'm not afraid is because my intent is pure. That's why. I'm delivering a message to help everybody, and it's pure. So, getting back to astral bodies, just want to explain to you a little bit about astral bodies. And the dark side, and I'm not going to go into like really deep information because that's not necessary, but you just need to know on the surface. So the dark side had no longer, they had 12,500,000 people around the world, and they were conduits, and they would basically send energy, disease, or whatever it is to other people, to the light. They would send it to the light. And the light would be held hostage. And we would be in a situation where, on a subconscious level, we would be doing something that is really against our will, but we were forced to. And we had no idea why we did what we did, but we didn't want to do it. But what was on us was there was an energy, an entity on us that said that we would get a sickness, we would have a car accident, we would be murdered, whatever it is. And that was very powerful. Even world leaders had this on them. And if they didn't take, for example, take us into World War III, collapse the world economy, create social indecision, division, and basically just bring harm, bring excessive harm against the people, increasing the interest rates, just making everything difficult, allowing the price of food to go up, goods and services to increase, and whereby people are just living from paycheck to paycheck. But prior to that, for most people, they were okay. But that happened about 3, 4, 5 years ago, it started. And I wrote about that back then. And a lot of premiers of Canada got that text, what I wrote, and it's come true. And so we're in a situation right now where the dark no longer has the 12,500,000 individuals worldwide to really mess us up. And those 12,500,000 individuals, they were there to assist in making sure that we went into World War III. They were governments, politicians, lawyers, whatever it is, civil servants, influential people, billionaires, all of the above. And their job was to work for the dark and harm the light, harm this planet, and that they were promised that they would not be harmed. And so the transition of power, responsibility is taking place starting today. And it's being transferred to the light. And the light is saying, no, 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 no. We're not going to agree with that. The Prince of Darkness agreed to dissolve that 12,500,000. He allowed that to happen. But here's the kicker. The person who was heading up the 12,500,000, they were not supposed to be in the Matrix. They were very dark. I mean, very dark. And so there's a lot of individuals that's in this matrix on this planet. They're not supposed to be here. And they're here mostly to create World War III and to really harm those who support peace and who support the light and support the truth. The list just goes on. And so this group, this individual has lost all its power. This person can't do this anymore. And this person has been, let's just say, neutralized. Not dead physically, but in the spirit realm. All the power has been taken away from this person. So the 12,500,000 people had oaths to this individual. And now this individual has lost its power. They no longer, 12,500,000 people, no longer have oaths to this individual. And so now that's been replaced by another set of 12,500,000 people of the light that basically have a responsibility to me. And my job is to give them thoughts on what needs to be done. And these thoughts are done through God. And God actually sends this information to the 12,500,000 people to do good work. And they impact whoever needs to be impacted to make sure that we are safe, that we're not going to go into World War III, and that we're not going to face a major economic collapse, and much more. So this is going on right now with the pendulum verified that what I'm saying is true. It was a lot of hard work. I mean, the last 3 months, I almost died several times. They almost got me. They sent energy to me to kill me. And there's been many times that if I did not do a certain healing within a day or two, I would be dead. I would be dead the next pendulum. Take the pendulum, verify, is that true? And so, I mean, I went under a lot of stress. You know, at one point, I said, Father, what's the sense? Every day, I've got this energy on me, and it's going to kill me. And then I had a group of people, there was 50 people that was sending their disease to me every day, the energy. And I go, when is it going to stop? So it stopped. We were able to stop this. I won't explain how we did it, but we didn't kill anybody. We just removed the energy that's on them that allows them to have that power to do what they're doing. And that's been removed and it's been basically destroyed. And so this is what I've been going through. This is why I haven't been doing a radio broadcast. It's because I've been under constant attack. This is why I stay away from a lot of people. I stay away from a lot of people to protect them so they don't get harmed by the dark side. And that was my main reason why I abandoned a lot of people. And I'm sorry that I abandoned a lot of people, but there's one gentleman in his 90s. You were in hospital. And when I found out, I was able to lift the astral body that was on you, and you came out in 3 and 4 days. Otherwise, you would have died. And that is the truth. People with the PIM verify that what I'm saying about this person over 90, he had a blood clot in his lungs, and he had other things going on, that he would have died in that hospital if I did not intervene. And it's not me, it's God intervened. But I do through my spoken word. My spoken word is very powerful. And I was able to get that energy off the person. So I did not abandon you. The family I'm speaking to, I have not abandoned you. I'm very close to you right through the whole day. And just stay strong. And towards the end of the month, likely we're going to get together. But you have to be strong. But right now, I'm in a situation where I am watching the bouncing ball on what I'm supposed to watch. The wars, the politics in the United States and Canada, worldwide, France, keep an eye on France, keep an eye on Quebec, keep an eye on England and other places around the world. India, I'm keeping an eye on India, and I'm keeping an eye on China, Taiwan. I'm keeping an eye on all these different places. And so it's like North Korea, South Korea, I'm keeping an eye on this. It's through my gift, we can change the matrix where something would normally be like really terrible, where it's been diffused and it's not so bad. So this is what's going on. So with the astral body, a person can have an astral body and they can use their astral body to harm people, to bring disease. And the truth is, when you take a look at cancer, let's just say last 100 years, and I'm speaking outside environmental cancers. I'm talking about basically genetic cancers, human cancers. basically like 99%, let's just say, I'm going to say 90, but let's say 90%. It's but the thing is, people suffering with cancer, let's say in this country, okay, 90% of them are, they have an astrobody from another human being. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, a business partner, it could be anyone that their parents, it could be the grandparents. That astrobody is on them, give them the cancer. And that's what's going on. And it's from a past life. Now, religion says, again, that there are no other past lives. And you don't worry about religion. The Father's going to deal with them in a very nice and loving way and will eventually convince them that what I'm saying is correct. And if you have the gift of discernment, you are truly connected to the Christ. And if you discern that what I'm saying is not true in this statement, you are not connected to Christ. You got to understand that. And don't be offended. You're connected to something else other than the Christ, the light of God. You're not connected. And you have to be able to live with that. And knowing that, you should not give any advice to anybody using your gift of discernment. Otherwise, you will create a huge karmic debt. So this is a firm warning to those individuals that think they're gifted and they're getting the wrong information. And discern, rather, the pendulum, verify, does God talk through me? Do the pendulum, does God talk through me? Big time, okay? Big, big, big time. So do not say that God does not talk through me. Very, 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 very bad mistake. Bad mistake, not good for you. The outcome is not good. So just remember that everything we do, we are now accountable. We're accountable. So what we need to do is embrace that and realize that, yes, there's a lot of problems going on in the world, but embrace the fact that there is a possibility that they can be resolved without additional wars. And they can be. And I'm prepared to go to Ottawa, talk to all the politicians. And one of the conditions, this is a joke, one of the conditions for the politicians in Ottawa, you have to give me a big teleprompter. It's a joke. Do I have a teleprompter? No, I don't have a teleprompter. Am I reading paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs of notes? No. Do I have points to speak about? Yes. But it's a one-line point. Then I have to say 80,000, and there's a joke, 80,000 letters after that. And where does that come from? It's coming through the Father working through me. And do the pendulum is the Father working through me right now. Okay? That's how I know that I know that I know. And I did not prepare myself for this. You know, I just sat in the studio and I went over certain point notes, and I said, okay, we'll talk about that. But at the end of the day, I still did not know what I'm going to address, what I'm going to say. But I have so much confidence. I have so much love for God, for Christ. And when I say Christ, I'm not, oh my God, do not peg me into some fanatical religious nut. Please, I'm asking you, don't put me, I'm just a matter of fact. This is for real. This Christ consciousness is for real. And we don't need to go crazy that I'm not, God's not working through me. If you have the gift of discernment, and I would love to get a whole bunch of evangelical ministers in a stadium in the front row, or maybe the first three rows, I want to put people who are gifted, who have the gift to discern in front of me. And if I'm saying something publicly that's not correct, they're going to raise their hand and say, it's not true. But I'm going to tell you is, if you raise your hand, it's not true, you're going to be pointed out that you're not getting the right information, that the other 80 people in front of you is confirmed that what I'm saying is true. And the other 80 people are going to say, that person's wrong. And I would love to have that experience. I would love, love, love to have that experience. I have no fear. And so, Joe Biden, he's really, I mean, he really has had his ass kicked big time. His family has had their asses kicked big time. Big time. And they're good people. They're good people. But he was held, again, hostage by these astral bodies that basically would take his life if he would not cooperate with these other world leaders. Now, these other world leaders, they now have to move the world into peace. And if they don't move the world into peace, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. I mean, big trouble. And so it's going to be interesting now, as we watch the news, what's going to happen. Of course, there's going to be, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But something's going to happen where one day everyone's going to say, hey, we can make peace. The international courts. The Prince of Darkness was working through the international courts, which basically stopped them from moving forward to go against Israel. That's what happened. The light was not there. If the light was there, it was basically snuffed out. But now the Prince of Darkness has agreed not to interfere with the international courts. And with the pendulum, verify, does the Prince of Darkness have a lot of respect for me? What's the answer? Huge respect. And do I have respect towards the Prince of Darkness? Yes. Why? Because we both report to God. Both of us report to God. And the Prince of Darkness, part of what his job is to basically be the purveyor of bad karma. But it's kind of like a twisted approach, because the last 1,000 years, what he's been doing is helping the dark side transfer their bad karma to the light. And so for 1,000 years, the light has been taking on the bad karma of the dark. Even in this incarnation, there's an individual, a group, that want me to take on their bad karma. And I said, no way. And I fought, and I fought, and I fought, almost died. Fought. And finally, the Father says, okay, we're going to lift this off you. And now they're in trouble because that karma's been sent back to them. And I'm right away, and they're not going to be happy. They're not ethical. They're dark. And they thought they could get away with it. Now they can't. It's going to change. The whole world's going to change. And when you take a look at Europe, around the world, you take a look, you listen to Irish radio, you listen to Britain radio, you listen to Canadian radio. For the most part, we all have the same freaking problems. I call this synchronized swimming in the Olympics. We all have the freaking same health problems, over budgets on building hospitals, not enough money for nurses. I mean, right through Europe here, we've got the same damn stupid problems. But the Prince of Darkness was part of that. They created this whole mess. So now he's agreed to back off. And like, I mean, I'm not speaking against the Prince of Darkness. That was his job. That's what he was supposed to do. For whatever reason, people were supposed to go through that experience. And I work with the Prince of Darkness when I need to, through God. But I will not speak against the Prince of Darkness. I will not step on his toes. And he, vice versa, will not do it to me anymore. He will not allow anyone to harm me. And that was another agreement. Although we have those that's in the Matrix, they're not supposed to be here. I have to be concerned about those individuals because they're not under the governance of the Prince of Darkness. And so that's a separate issue I have to deal with, and I'm dealing with that through God. And God is going to do whatever has to be done to make everything right. So, wow, where did all this information come from? Wow. So we're going to go and take a break now. And, okay, Father, what do I need to talk about? Do you want me to talk about The Matrix as being a video game? Yes. Yeah, we're going to talk about The Matrix as being a, metaphorically, as being a video game. And I'm going to try to, you're going to give me all the information I need, Father, because I don't have a lot of notes here. All I got is a one-point form. Talk about the video game Matrix. That's what I got. You're going to give me the rest of it? Yes. Okay, so we are going to go to break, and we're going to listen to the song The Climb. And I love this song. And, you know, when you listen to the song, listen to the lyrics. This song has helped a lot of people get through a lot of struggles in life, diseases. I know one particular person, she told me, that's the song that got me through my illness. And so there's a lot of people that can relate to the song. And sit down and listen to it. And just realize that there is a message that God's speaks through these artists that delivers a beautiful message. And just don't listen to the beat. Listen to the lyrics and try to incorporate that and infuse that into your heart. And just think about love. So we're going to break. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. And we're going to be right back.
I can almost see it. That dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my there's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move.